UK Prime Minister Theresa May, of course, making some comments outside number 10 Downing just about an hour ago, surviving an attempt to oust her as UK Prime Minister today. But the size of that rebellion, we've been talking about this, against her really weakening her position at a critical time as she is trying to get the UK out of the European Union, of course, the so-called Brexit. Let's talk a little bit more about this with Dr. Sam Nadipoff. He's president of Empire Global Ventures, joining us on the phone from New York. Sam, nice to have you here. So we've had a little bit of time to kind of think over, about an hour since we heard from Theresa May in that vote. What happens here? How do you see this potentially playing out?
Well, first, Carol and Jason, thank you for having me. So she won the vote 200 to 117. I mean, she lost a third of the support of her party. That's quite serious. And the most senior Eurosceptic in her party, Jacob Rees-Mogg, has already called for her resignation. So the situation for Theresa May, it could have possibly gotten more complicated in the last hour, not less.
And so what sort of baggage does she have, I should say, as she heads to Brussels tomorrow? Is her hand strengthened moderately in the sense she still has a job? But as you say, weakened to the extent that she lost some key constituencies, as you nicely laid out. How does she go into those meetings with the EU, and what's their posture toward her, do you think?
Right. That's exactly the right question, which is, what did this vote mean? This vote means that Theresa May will stay prime minister and that she can't be challenged within her party for a year. But it also means she'll have to bring the Brexit treaty to a vote on the floor of the House of Commons shortly, a vote she will very likely lose. So when she goes to Brussels, everyone on both sides of the English Channel will know that while she's kept her job, that may not be true 2 to 3 weeks from now.
So that's interesting. So what does it mean, though, for Brexit? Do we get a hard Brexit? Do we get a second referendum ultimately?
Well, that's a very good question. Let's assume that Theresa May loses a Brexit vote. One of two things will happen. She will either call for a general election on the issue of Europe, or she will resign. If Labour takes over, which would be likely in many cases if she were to resign and call a general election, Labour has started making noises about holding a second referendum. The consequences of that for the Tory party would be quite considerable, because this could potentially split the Tory party permanently. If Labour takes over and offers a second referendum, part of the Conservative Party might split off and be purely an anti-Europe party.
So, Sam, you're an expert in a number of things, international trade and investment being one of them. So if you are talking to companies, you're talking to investors, what does this mean to you? We can talk all day, and we have been talking all day about the political ramifications of this. But at the end of the day, we're thinking about Wall Street banks. We're thinking about investors. We're thinking about investors in stocks and bonds and currencies. How do you view this in the days and weeks ahead? What do you tell your customers?
That's exactly right. Clients of my company, Empire Global Ventures, have been calling me and asking me this question all week. So the Bank of England has said that $41 trillion worth of futures contracts are at risk with a no-deal Brexit. The pound has been fluctuating wildly in the last week. It's hit a 20-month low. So there's monetary policy issues and interest rate issues. Trade between the UK and the US will likely fluctuate and drop. And markets are shaking. Markets hate uncertainty. And Britain has just promised us more than that. Theresa May didn't convincingly win this vote. She managed to win it, but not by very much.
But Sam, so, let me just break in for a second, because how much of whatever happens is to some extent factored into the markets? And I was at an event in London at the beginning part of November, and we actually ended, this is with a community of people who own businesses, small and mid-sized businesses within the UK. And at the end kind of said, what are you expecting? A hard Brexit? Soft, how is this going to play out? Like, people, this has been in their psyche and their conversations for well over a year, year and a half at this point. How much of whatever happens ultimately is kind of factored into the markets already? Companies are already making decisions, and actions have already been taken. So how much of all of this is potentially factored in?
So people have been talking about this a lot, but know almost nothing about it, because almost everything about Brexit is irrational and unpredictable. let's go back to the euro-denominated futures markets, futures contracts, which are based out of London. There's about $400 trillion worth of them, and $200 trillion of them are going to be come to fruition in the next 2 years. In the laws and regulations of the futures markets, they have to give 3 months' notice to transfer the location of the futures market to someplace else. That means Christmas time. That's 2 weeks from now. No one has a solution for what's going to happen with that $41 to $100 trillion because no one knows whether there's going to be a Brexit on March 29th. As much as people have tried to plan for Brexit, because no one really knows what's coming next, there's enormous uncertainty and volatility in this market.
Dr. Sam Nadipoff, president of Empire Global Ventures, joining us on the phone from New York City. Thank you so much for spending a little bit of your evening with us, helping us make sense of it all, everything happening over in the UK, Carol. It really, I mean, the uncertainty, I feel like uncertainty is the theme.
I love our Bloomberg Live blog that's on the Bloomberg terminal. The latest entry, it's been another historic day in the UK politics, or in UK politics, and then they list some of the key takeaways, but it ain't over yet.
It is far from over. Theresa May, of course, heading to Brussels tomorrow for another day of adventure meeting with her European counterparts. You're listening to Bloomberg Radio.